An almond grower moves into the online market. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Russell Harris heads up Harris Family Enterprises. They grow almonds and they have a major nursery operation. They're processors of almonds and a buyer and seller of almonds. They're in the Chowchilla area of Madera County. He's traditionally a big bulk seller of almonds, but now he's thinking about a more of a retail online selling strategy.
Yes, we're getting ready to launch online now because of COVID. We figured, well, hey, we got ready to launch that first part next year.
Harris says the company's got a great bag design.
It's called the Almond Man brand. It's really cool looking. I think it's the best looking bag out there yet. Pretty lucky to have some good designers.
Well, we know you got the Almond Man brand, and that's a good one, Harris. But really thinking about that retail sales, huh?
Try to, yeah, because it's just price almonds are to the grower lot. It's probably going to be like $1.60 this year to the ranch. And if you go to a store, they're selling them, some stores are selling them for $8 a pound.
Like, well, let's do some math.
If I sell 100,000 pounds for $5 more a pound, I'm going to make 500,000. But that comes with a whole different dynamics, Patrick. I'm not a retail guy, I'm just a bulk. So I have another party that makes it safer for the customer.
And mandatory pasteurization helps.
We do pasteurization. We still sell to like Costco and other people that lays off a little responsibility on them because they rehandle it.
Going retail online is part of what his dad told him one day.
You don't got more money coming in and going out, you're broke.
For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.